Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks again for joining us on this weekday podcast from Sugar Hill Church. I want to take you back to the passage I was at on Wednesday, where I was talking about chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke and verses 10 and 12. So when you look at 10 through 12, let me read it to you one more time. But the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." If you haven't listened to Wednesday's podcast, go back to Wednesday and listen to what we talk about when we speak of great joy. I made this statement that I'll stick by, and that we don't really run into anybody where you say, "Hey man, how you doing?" And the answer is, "I am filled with great joy." I mean, nobody has ever answered that question that way. If you're at Sugar Hill Church sometime Sunday, you know what I want you to do? I want you to find me and say, "Hey, Pastor, how you doing?" and see how I respond. And then when I say, "Man, how you doing?" I'd love for you to hear, "I am filled with great joy. I can't wait." I mean, that's what a cool thing. If you're the first person that does that with me Sunday, you get a free item out of the store, anything you want. So be the first one to find me on Sunday with great joy. But when I think about great joy on Wednesday, I talk about it, how it had such a deep personal significance, because recognizing that this good news had come for unto us. He had come with personal significance that we would have a relationship that was embedded in relationship with Christ. But now the second thing is, the good news is found in the promise of the Bible. It's found in the promises of the Holy Text. You see, the second key to experiencing great joy is to move trusting the promises of God. Now, this is a daily effort. One of the reasons we receive new mercies each day is that we can move through that day trusting the promises of God found in the Word of God. The instructions to the shepherds were to go to the city of David, go to the town of Bethlehem. And did they just receive that good news and then go back to tending their sheep? No. They got up, they went to Bethlehem. The birth of Jesus in Bethlehem was a fulfillment of numerous prophecies about the coming Messiah. And Jesus is not only the fulfillment of Scripture, He is actually the very Word of God. At the beginning of the Gospel of John and at the beginning of creation, what we know is this, was that the Word was with God and the Word was God. That the good news, this Word found in the promises of Scripture, are the promises of God. We encounter God's guidance, His peace, His joy through the promises of His Word. But those promises are made for us to act upon them, my friend. When we can trust the promises of God, it is because we will know that He has made promises like, "You are loved, that I will never leave you, that I have a plan for your life. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, His goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life." You can rejoice in His promises. This Christmas, soak in the beauty and tradition of the season, but also be certain to also soak in the promises of God. To help with that, I want you to be able to be a part of Sunday service, and in our handout, there'll be 7 scripture verses that'll help remind you of the richest promises of God so that you can deal with the chaos of Christmas as we just get started. I want to leave you with this last thought when it comes to the promises of Scripture. We can't lean on them and recognize the good news being found in the promises unless we're living in them. And so I want to ask you this week, would you take this list of 7 scriptures that you'll get Sunday here at Sugar Hill Church, and you'll find it on the app. It's found in what we call the message notes. But download those, put them on your fridge, put them in your car to claim the promises of Scripture. Realize as you wrap up today, this one big, big, big deal, that while tradition of Christmas is awesome, the religion of Christmas is essential. The recognition that Jesus came, and it's because of Him we have anything that is remotely close to the perfect reason for the season. God bless you, friend. Bask in the promises of His Scripture today. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.